Chapter 3.
JJ, put that shovel down, Tara yelled.
It was late afternoon at Little Learning Spot, and Tara and her supervisor, Miss Stephanie, were in charge of the 3-year-olds until parents arrived to pick them up. JJ, a light-skinned boy with a buzz cut, looked back at Tara with a devilish glint in his eye. He held a red plastic shovel over his shoulder like a baseball bat, positioning himself near little Alexis as if he was going to swing it at the small girl's backside.
You heard me, JJ,
Tara warned, quickly moving closer to him. If you don't put it down, I'ma put you in timeout until your daddy gets here. Her voice filled the small playground. The little boy paused for a second, dropped the shovel, and ran off to a nearby swing set. Alexis smiled at Tara as if to say thank you.
How you doing, baby girl?
Tara asked, giving Alexis a gentle hug. The little girl hugged her back, and for a second, Tara almost felt like a normal person. But still, the thoughts of the reunion crept in her mind like a stalker. A couple of days had passed since the episode at the movie theater. Tara had spoken to Cooper a few times, but they never mentioned what happened. She knew that he and Darcy figured she had been startled by the screaming kids in the back of the theater. Tara allowed them to think that and tried to forget about the entire night, but she couldn't shake that Aunt Deborah's party was now less than 2 weeks away. The idea haunted her on the playground as she watched her class of preschoolers.
JJ is so quick, exclaimed Miss Stephanie.
She was the newest teacher at Little Learning Spot and a few years older than Tara's cousin Rochelle. She had a young son who also was a student in the toddler room at the school.
I mean, he was standing with me 1 second, and the next thing I see is you stopping him from smacking Alexis. I hope my little man doesn't get that quick.
Oh, he will, Tara assured her. Give him some time, that's all.
I guess I better get faster, too, Miss Stephanie said. Good thing you saw him.
Yeah, well, I got lots of cousins, so I'm kind of used to how fast they are.
Seriously, Tara, I think you're great with the kids. They all love you, even JJ. You ever think of being a teacher one day?
Me? Tara asked as Alexis ran off to play.
Yeah, you.
Why not?
You're a natural with the kids. It's like you really care about them and they know it. Look at Alexis,
Stephanie said, nodding to where the little girl was playing.
She's one of the shyest girls in here, but she totally opens up to you.
Around me, she's like, who is this strange lady talking to me?
That's something you can't teach. It's just part of who you are.
Trust me, I know. I did student teaching for 2 years and observed a lot of teachers.
Tara blushed and smiled at Miss Stephanie's compliment. She had never really thought about what might happen beyond high school, and the idea of being a teacher seemed crazy.
Darcy was the one who got A's in school and always talked about college. Tara dismissed such plans because it all seemed so far away. Whenever she thought about the future, she felt nervous and overwhelmed. Besides, she had never been more than an average student. Yet, as she thought about it, she knew that some of what Miss Stephanie said was right. When it came to working with the kids, she was good. And she liked it, too. It was a chance to protect them and help them grow.
Thanks, she replied,
imagining for a second that she was at the head of a classroom with kids calling her Miss Carson.
I never thought about it, but you never know.
Well, start thinking.
I'd even hire you to babysit my little Drew if you ever wanted to do it.
Of course, I would love to, Tara replied, happy that the teacher trusted her with her own son.
Just let me know when.
Suddenly, Tara noticed a blur through the corner of her eye. She turned to see JJ dash through the playground.
Boom!
He yelled, pretending to be Iron Man, his favorite cartoon character. He lunged playfully at other kids as if he were attacking them with metal fists and feet. He then eyed Alexis.
Here he comes again,
said Miss Stephanie, watching him.
Tara moved protectively toward Alexis. The little girl looked nervous.
Don't worry, baby. I gotcha,
Tara assured her.
Just in time, said Miss Stephanie, pointing to the street. Look who's here.
On the edge of the playground, Tara spotted the silver Mazda that belonged to JJ's father. As they watched, he stepped out of the car wearing sunglasses and a backwards cap. Tara could see that he was only a few years older than she was.
Daddy!
JJ cheered as soon as he spotted him. The little boy darted across the playground to the edge of the fence to wait for his father. JJ's dad entered and hoisted the boy up over his shoulder and pretended to punch him playfully as if he were Iron Man too.
Like father, like son, Miss Stephanie said, as the two went to sign out at the front desk. Boys will be boys.
Tara sucked her teeth.
I guess. But boys being boys don't mean they get to hit someone,
Tara mumbled so that only Stephanie could hear her.
Looks like someone better let JJ's father know that, replied Miss Stephanie.
Good luck with that,
Tara grumbled, watching Alexis. She was annoyed at how easy it is for kids to be hurt, even at a safe place like school. Again, the memories kicked and stirred inside her. She could almost hear the clock ticking as the reunion loomed closer. Soon, Uncle Rudy would make his way across the country toward her.
I know who can do it one day, Miss Stephanie said.
Who? Tara asked, angered that she was thinking about Aunt Deborah's party again.
You, Miss Stephanie said with a glimmer in her eye, when you become a teacher.
Check it. Who's the man? The text arrived as Tara sat watching TV later that night. The sender was Cooper. It was followed seconds later by a picture. Tara clicked to enlarge the image. It was Cooper standing outside of Blueford High School. He had started football practice this week, and the picture looked as if it was taken after practice was over. Cooper was wearing a white tank top and glistening with sweat. He was flexing like a weightlifter and making a fake grimace as if he were straining himself. But what stood out was his body. His dark shoulders and arms rippled with muscle. He looked chiseled like a statue from an old history book. She had to admit he was beautiful, and she told him that in a text right back.
Looking good.
His reply was instant.
Thanks. No zombie's gonna get you while I'm here.
She glanced at the picture again. Steve Morris and several other football players were flexing in the shot, too. Behind them, two girls were pointing at Cooper.
Who were they? Tara wondered.
Suddenly, she found herself inspecting the picture closely. She recognized two girls from the dance team right away. They stood watching as Cooper showed off for the camera. One face Tara didn't see was Shanetta's. Tara remembered how she supposedly had a crush on Cooper back in eighth grade. Had she been there when the shot was taken? Tara remembered Shanetta's fake smile from the night at the movie theater and cringed. The girl reminded her of a wolf. Was she looking at Coop's body? Who had taken the picture? The questions bubbled in Tara's head as she stared at the tiny screen on her phone. She needed to know. Now. Quickly, her thumbs became a blur as she began to text him the question. Halfway through, she scrapped the message and dialed Cooper's cell. It rang twice, and then he picked up.
Who are you with today?
She asked as soon as she heard his voice.
Huh?
Today, when you was messing around for everybody at school, who was there?
Girl, we ain't talked all day, and this is how you say hello?
Tara knew he was right, but she couldn't help it. Besides, he knew she didn't trust Shanetta. They had talked about it once before.
Tell me it wasn't Shanetta Green.
Come on, Tara, why are you so upset?
Was it her?
Cooper paused. She knew his answer before he said the words.
Yeah, but it ain't no big thing, okay?
So you wouldn't be upset if some boy that used to like me started taking pictures of me when you weren't there? Tara winced inside as she listened to Cooper's stammering answer. She knew, even as he spoke, that there was no use comparing herself to him. There was no one vying for her attention or wanting to take pictures of her. Given her size, people would laugh if someone even suggested it, she figured. One of those laughing would be Shanetta Green, with her round behind, dancer's legs, and flawless cinnamon skin. Tara knew that Cooper thought Shanetta looked good. How couldn't he?
All I'm saying is that this ain't something to get upset about, okay?
Cooper insisted.
There were lots of people outside after practice, and some of the girls from the dance team started coming in because they practiced right after us,
he explained. His voice was a little forced, the way it got when he felt guilty about something.
Mm-hmm. So Steve Morris was saying all this stuff about how ripped I look, so, you know, I started flexing, and then Shanetta came over and took your picture. It wasn't just like that. Why you go twisting things?
What'd she say? Did she say you look good? Go on, you can tell me.
See? There you go again. Come on, Tara, I ain't with her. I'm with you. I sent you the picture, didn't I? Would I do that if I was trying to hide something?
Tara took a deep breath. She knew what Cooper said made sense. And in the year they had been together, he had never given her any reason to doubt him before. Yet there was a gnawing feeling inside her, one she knew was connected somehow to the reunion.
I don't care what you say, Cooper. There ain't no way I'm gonna like getting pictures of my boyfriend's body taken by some girl that wants to get with him, okay? Can you understand what I'm saying?
But can't you hear me? There's nothing to worry about, okay?
She tried to focus on his words, but she couldn't help thinking about Shanetta. What if he secretly liked her? What if he would rather be with a curvy girl than her? Someone who weighed almost as much as he did. Someone who carried a secret so ugly that she was too ashamed to tell him. Most days, Tara was able to hide these thoughts far from Cooper and even herself. But now, with the reunion closing in, they were stronger than ever. They made her feel vulnerable and jealous and insecure. They made her hurt, too.
I'm sorry, Coop, she wanted to say. It's not you, it's me. Something happened to me a long time ago.
But fear and shame, like two invisible hands, gripped her throat and held the words inside. She kept imagining what would happen if she told him. Would he leave her the way her father had abandoned their family so long ago? Would he think she was ugly or disgusting? Would he not even be able to look at her anymore? Would he see her as she sometimes saw herself? The ugly words slashed at her like blades. Fat. Ugly. Ashamed. Abused. Tara's skull ached and her stomach turned.
Look, Tara, I'm sorry, Cooper said, breaking the awkward silence that had wedged itself between them. You're right. That was kind of stupid now that I think about it.
Yeah, it was stupid, she said, telling him she had to go, and then abruptly hanging up. For hours, Tara lay in her bed, rocking herself back and forth as she did that night years ago, hot tears slipping silently down her face.